Again, we are on the fourth line in the wide line. Uncle Gimel and Aleph. Amr because Tamri Bir Rabbi Maidu Ksiv says in the Pasuk Hashtay is Ish Otzel Ovarti. I went through a field of a lazy person. Val Karim Otzel Chasar Leiv and in a vineyard of a person who was missing heart. Vinyo Ala Kula Kam Shoynim. It is covered all with nettles. Kisupon of Harulim covered the face with thorns. The Gedra Avon of Nersa. And the stone fence, the stone wall has fallen down, was smashed down. Azayish Otzel Ovarti is Achas. He's the beginning of all the Avodah Zarah. Being prevalent in Eretz Yisrael as Achaz, and in the Tushvat and Yudim and Yemen, he's the lazy person. Valkarim Adam Chasar Leiv Zeminasha. He's the one that took it to the step further. Alakulakim Shainim Zeamain, and Amain took it even further. He was full of nettles. Kisabonim Harum Zeyayakim. And the result was the Gedra Avon of Nerses Zetzit Kiyosh and Echabes Amigdish Beyamav was destroyed in his days. Four groups will not be makabel b'neshchina. As I mentioned during the week, there's a frightening mavet. At least it was frightening to me. But even if the person does tshuva, they can never get back to the madrega makabelus b'neshchina. However, others disagree and they say, no, the tshuva can do everything, and it means that they don't do tshuva. Tatleitim kachakranim kachanifim katmasapa lashon hara. Cynics, liars, flatterers, and people who speak lashon hara on a constant basis. Katleitim l'siv mashachir d'slaititim. Some takes his hand away from the cynics. But kachakran d'siv davish karim l'ikim negadeinai. One who speaks falsely will not be established in front of my eyes. Katchanifim d'siv k'loi l'fon of chon of yava. In front of him a flatterer will not come. Kat misapir l'ashen hara d'siv k'loi k'yokov atresh ata. You're not a god that desires wickedness. Lo yagur chora. Ra will not live with you. Tzadik ata liyiv imgur chora. You are righteous, and there will not be bad living amongst you. These are the brachas that Shlomo HaMelech received. The bad should not happen to you. What does that mean? It's supposed to mean, I believe they changed this to Becha. So Yishbet Becha, Becha Yetzahara. Which is much more difficult than a Vada Anida, because it leaves a person, you know, rationalizing that she's rotten nearly Anida. You shouldn't be frightened with bad dreams and thoughts. You should not have a son or a student that cooks his pot, burns his pot in public, means he goes off the derech. Those were the brachas of Shlomo HaMelech's father, which is David. The next section of the kapitel are the brachas his mom gave him. Malachim should be commanded to watch you in all your ways. Kapayim yisenuchu should carry you in their hands. You should step on the snakes and serpents. That was the brachas of his mother. The rest is the brachas of Hashem. Since he desired me, I will save him. I will raise him. I will make him big. The other Shemifer, he has known my name, Yikra'eni V'aneu, he will call me and I will answer him, Imo Yenoichi B'tzara, I will be with him in Tzara, Chateo, I will save him, Achabdeu, and I will honor him. Ayruch Yemim Asbiyeu, I will satisfy him with length of days, Arayu B'shuasi, and I will show him my salvation. Amr Abishim B'lokish, my doctrine says in the Pasuk, Vayimnam Rishoim Ayram, he will withhold from the Rishoim their light, Vizvaya Ramati Shover, and a haughty hand will be broken. Why is the ayin not in the same line as the rest of the word? Because we're supposed to read it Rashim. When a person loses his friends down here, he's impoverished from social contact down here. Now said Rashim Mamaila, he becomes, it's a sign that upstairs they're not so happy with him either. Well, so leave it out. Rashi seems to say, basically, the tzaddikim are an exception to that rule. They can be victims of people not liking them, and that does not reflect on the fact that they're not liked above.
Ostracism.
Menashe learned 55 sukkim pshatim in Teres Gehanim. Keneged shnei malchusai, which Rashi seems to say every year he added one. A lot of Mepharshim are bothered that during the 22 years of his Eved Avodah Zarah, he was saying pshat in Teres Gehanim, and they want to say that he ended up saying 55, but during those 22 years he didn't do it. But Rashi seems to say every year he had a new pshat. Achav shmeinim v'chamishach, Achav 85, Yerav meh ushleishi, Yerav meh 103. Tanya Hare Rebbe Rebbe Rav Shalom Ein Lechelik Lele Mabah Rav Shalom Ein Lechelik Lele Mabah Shalom Ein Lechelik Lele Mabah Shalom Ein Mitzu. What's the double lotion? Vayaku Vayimitzu Vayiku Vayimitzu Vayimitzu Lele Mabah Tanya Mishim Allah Zorai Mishim Rebbe Amchaz Vachazim Vachomalki Yisrael Shikosu Ben Vayaz Rab Eini Hashem. All the Malki Yisrael and two of the Malki Beis Yehuda Malkos Beis Oven, not the rest of them, because there are others Vayaz Rab Eini Hashem. They are not included. Only Amchaz and Achazia of the Malkos Beis Oven, two of them, where it says Yasser Rabbeinu Hashem plus all the Malki Yisrael, where it says Yasser Rabbeinu Hashem, lechayim v'lo nidunim. They will not be alive, but Chiyus Hameisim, but they're not sent to Gehenna either. They're somewhere out there, not either. Period. V'gam dam donkey shavuk v'nasha harbe miyad. Menashe spilt a lot of innocent blood. Ashe milu Yishlayim pelapah filled up Yishlayim end to end. Levad mechatos hashechti Yehuda. This is besides the sin that he misled, that he caused Yehuda to sin, Laz and Sarab Eini Hashem. Hoki Tagume, here they said, Shahara Yishaya. In Bubble they learned that Pelopem means he killed Yishaya. The Merab Amishas and Tzela Masa Elephant Adam, and at Shul they said he made an Avad Azara that needed 1,000 people to carry it. And Bechol Yoyim V'yayim Hayrik Kulam, and every day some people have the word S, some people take the word S out, it killed. It killed all of them from exhaustion. Who is the Mandiyamar? Who is the Mandiyamar that says that a tzaddik is a whole world? And killing a tzaddik is like killing a whole world. It's like the Mandiyamar that says he killed Yeshaya. It says in one pasuk that he made a pesel. It says in another pasuk, and the Rayam refers to it, Vapsilim, plural. At the beginning it had one front. Then afterwards he made 4 fronts. As Rashi says, whatever side it enters the Heichot should see the front of the Avodah Zarah to be angered. Achaz Hamida Baliyah. Achaz was the one that brought the Avodah Zarah in, but he only put it on the second floor. On the roof of the second floor of Achaz. Menashe Hamida Baheichot. Menashe placed it into the Heichot. Shenemar Vayosem Es Pesel Hashem Asher Asa Babayis Asher Omer Hashem Al Dovid Shlomo Benai. He put the Avodah Zarah into the house that Hashem had told David Shlomo Benai. Babayis Hazeb Yerushalayim Hashem Bechaytim Kol Shifti Yisrael. This house and in Yerushalayim which I have chosen from all the Shvatim Yisrael. Asim Hashmi Le'olam, I will place my name forever. Into that Beis HaMikdash, Menashe put it in the Avodah Zarah. Amayin Echnisilo Beis Kach HaKadoshim. Amayin took it a step further and he brought it into the Kach HaKadoshim. Shenemak Kikatsar Hamatza Mistareya. Kikatsar Hamatza Mistareya. The mat is too short for, what's how, the literal translation, Mistareya. To share? What?
The couch is too short for stretching.
For stretching. The cover too short. And the cover, Tsarakiyat is too small for even having gathered in, meaning even a person gathers in their feet, so to speak. My this mat is too short, Milostalov, Shneireim, Kecha, to be the person to be believed in more than one God. Hashem is able to gather all the water of the sea like a wall. All of a sudden there's no room in the cover. Now we're going to go through different things. And we're going to show the progression of how things went from bad to worse. And stop letting people learn. The Tyra Belimudai. I need help. Chasayim, Tyra Belimudai.
Steal the instruction
of what?
With my disciples.
With my disciples. Menashe Kadaris Askaris, he cut out the name of Hashem. Vaharis is a Mizbeach. Amon Sarvis Atayra, the Hellish Mamas Agabim Mizbeach. And he let spiderweb, cobwebs develop. Seems that that's a lower madrega than breaking the Mizbeach. Breaking the Mizbeach is one level, then letting it just fall in disuse and disrepair seems to be worse. Achaz Hitzris of Arba, going to a different area where it went from bad to worse. Achaz is Matra Arayas, Menashe Bal Achaytzai, Amon Bal Imai, Shenemek Yomen Hirba Ashma. He really was bad. Hirba Ashma. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Zachar, Amish Sarv Satayra, Do you have any pleasure living with the person you came from? I'm not doing it from pleasure, I'm doing it lahakas. After all this bad to worse, progressive descent to Madrega, Yaakov came, Amr Kamoy Liyadi Laguzi. The first ones didn't even know how to anger Hashem. The only thing we need from the world above, we are pretty self-sufficient down here. Rabbi Hashem created us the world, and he let us basically do our own thing, and we can cut our contact with him. If we don't need him, we don't have to worry about him. The only thing we still need him for, that he has to provide us, not in this world, is delight. So Yeshkon was all part of him. We have this shiny gold. So the Mishtam Shimboi, you tell Lai, or you let him take your son away. Amr Lai, the Lai Kesef, is all Shalai, who is in everything, the Rabbi Hashem, Shalem, and Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zav, Numa Shem Tzvakos. Amr Lai, Klai Nas, Nolonu. He gave it to Hashem. He had this theological belief that you can separate the world from the Rabbeinu Shlalem. Why didn't Yoakim get counted in those that I know have a chelik leilam haba? He said, is it because he was so terrible? I mean, like, he's making the question stronger. Hussing writes something about him that's so terrible, despicable. How could he not be listed? It says, V'yesh adibay Yaakov tavayisim asher asof and the abominations that he did. Vanim tzolov, and what's found in him. My Vanim tzolov, the B'yechon Rabbah, Zuchara, M'shechok, Shem, Avedis, Nechob, Malam, Osai. He wrote the name of Avedis Zara on his private part of his body. Zuchara, M'shechok, Shem, Shemayim, Malam, Osai. Which is a total bizayin. And he shouldn't make it into the list. I cannot give you the answer. I cannot give you why by kings he's not included. I can't answer you. I don't know. But Bejaita Shemati, there's another hedget that should be listed, and I heard the list reason that he wasn't listed. Why wasn't Micha listed? Because he provided food for all the travelers. Anybody that traveled could go to the Levium, period. Now we're going to talk about Micha. Over by Yam Tzara, he went across the sea with the Tzara, meaning he took the Avodah Zarah across the sea. The Hikka by Yam Galim, and he hit the waves of the sea. Amr Abechon is Epistle Shom Micha, which Rashi brings to Pshatim, either he brought it along with him, or he brought along the means to make one with him. Tanya Reb Nasanayim and Magar of Lashila Gimu Milam, from Gara, where Epistle Shom Micha was located, the Shila is 3 mil, 6,000 Amos, anywhere between 9,000 and 12,000 feet. And the smoke of the Kabbanis of Shilai and the smoke of Pesel Micha used to mix with each other. They wanted to push Micha away, to get rid of Pesel Micha. Leave him alone. He gives tzedakah. Because of Micha, the people of Pelagish Megiva that stood up for this lady that had been treated in a disgusting manner, and they fought Binyam and ended up losing 40,000 troops. And someone is serving Avodah Zarah amongst you doesn't call for war. You're more worried about the covenant of Abbas of Adam, therefore they got punished for that as well. Yes?
Micha lived all the way through to Pelagish
Megiva. Yeah, he lived a long time.
It's not about it. I mean,
yes.
I mean,
when Moshe Rabbeinu pulled you out of the pyramid, it was quite full. Yes. Amar, Rabbi Yechon, Moshe Rabbeinu ben Kisma. Gedaila, Legima, Shechika. Rashi said that he pulled him out of the pyramid? Yeah, Micha is the one. Yeah, he's the one. He's the one that was pulled out of the pyramid. Right. The Smachmuch Babinyan. What's the name again? Three people, the Vat. Wasn't the Vat the one that got pulled?
No, Micha was the one that was pulled out. Was the, when Moshe Rabbeinu questioned the
justice
of placing the...
Hold a second.
It was Micha.
Yeah, Micha. He's Sheva ben Bichri. He's the Vat. Same person. Yeah, he lived all the way, Dr. Schwab, he was Sheva ben Bichri. He lived all the way to Devon Amalek's time. Gemara said earlier, he is Sheva ben Bichri. So he went from being Micha to being Sheva ben Bichri to being Nevat. Long time, I'm sorry, being Nevat to being Sheva ben Bichri. He launched the revolution against David because he thought he was going to be king. With Pesel Micha, with everything else.
Well, I think so, 2,000 years, 2,000 years.
wasn't like with the eagle then?
Wasn't a few thousand years. It was 800 years. 400 and some years. 480 years, right? Yes.
No,
he wasn't 20. Maybe he was. It doesn't say. He didn't get killed in the Midbar. No, he did not die in the Midbar. Could have been over 60. He was pulled out of the building sometime. That's the Gemara writer. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yaisi ben Kisma. Gdailu Legima, giving people food, is big. Shechik Yishtei Mishkochet Mishol. Two Gaisha families were distant from Yishol. And Shnemar, Advarish Lekid Moeskim Melechim Mamayim. That's going on Amun and Mayav. Vechim today Amun Mechekas is HaKroivim. And Amun and Mayav are called Kroivim. Rashi's first shot is because they're related. Rashi has a problem with that because Midyan is called Rechaikim and Midyan is a closer relative. Right? Midyan was mentioned in last week, this week's parish that we just learned, that he's one of the kids of Avraham Avinu. So he's related more than Amun and Mayav. So Rashi says it's a physical distance, proximity. Amun and Mayav were the neighbors of Klal Yisrael. Mekarevet is Rechaikim, which is Midyan, and Melemes and Naiman and Rishon, which is Micha. Mashmish Kinosa Navi Avah is the story of Eide Hanavi. And if one does it by mistake, it counts against him. That was by Yonis and didn't give David bread. Caused all kinds of consequences. Consequentially, based on what happened, Yisroi was able to be Zaycha to make it all the way that his descendants made it to Sanhedrin. Obviously, things had to happen along the way, and even things might have happened before. But the act of taking Moshe Rabbeinu as a son-in-law and providing for him food when nobody else was got him the ability to have his descendants sit on Lishkas Hagadas. Shneimer Mishpacha Seif from, you know, it goes back to the part Rav Dessler says, and is a part all the Bali Musar go by. You decide your future nisyonos by your current ones. By making the right choice now, you get to make right choices later on that you wouldn't have been able to make had you made wrong choices now. Because you basically chart your course of nisyonos based on previous nisyonos. Yisroi calls Moshe to eat lechem, therefore is able to make future choices that lead his descendants to be in the Lishkas Hagadas. Not be Makar Moshe Rabbeinu, your descendants are never going to dream of Lishkas Hagadas. It's because they're going to go on a different track in life. A person's nishaynus that he passes today, or Rachmana Litzlan, the opposite, determine his future tests as he goes along. Yes. Well, you asked me that last time, and I said I'm not aware of those midrashim. I'd still stick to that same answer.
Sometimes we talk about that you can't blame anybody else for your.
That's right. You still can't.
But sometimes we give credit.
No, again. When we said you can't blame anybody else, did not mean you can't blame anybody else. You can blame anybody you want. That's not a problem. People do that all the time. What it means to say is the bottom line is your decision. That doesn't mean that somebody didn't set a person up for this. But the choice is still a person's.
His descendants, they had earned on their own.
Absolutely.
Not because...
No, but had he not done it, they would have never gotten there. They were set up for it by the fact that
it
is right.
Him being involved, otherwise they wouldn't have got it. That's what it's,
otherwise they wouldn't have been in position to get it. And the same can happen the other way. But the bottom line is the person has to earn it on their own. They're not put there because they're Yisroel's grandchildren. They walk into the door.
What about the
goalie
who died because of today's role?
We don't know what that means. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with completely different. We don't believe that somebody died for somebody else's sins. That's a different religion to believe.
I'm not talking about
that.
I'm talking about
people. What? We don't believe in that. It's a different religion that believes that somebody died to be mechaper in the whole world. And you can keep on sinning as long as you pay your fare on Sunday morning. I mean, it's...
Well, there is a chance that the children get saved because of the sins of their father.
That's because they're considered possessions. That's a different story. Only to bar mitzvah. And that's because Katana are considered possessions to the parents. That's a different thing completely. That's like, Rachmana Litzlan, a person gets punished, his car gets destroyed. Right? I mean, what the car did? The car is a possession. So Katana, in a certain sense, are viewed as possessions. Okay, nothing to do with them. We're not big believers in other people suffering for one person. Again, there's a concept of midas hadin and midas harachmon, removing midas hadin. There's all kinds of concepts, but it's not directly the way you ordered it. We don't believe in that. And bought him k'tanim. The k'tanim are viewed as possessions. That's one of the pshatim of Magen Avraham and Baruch Shepetzvani Ma'incho Shozeh, is that nobody will be punished for me. He won't be punished for me. Everybody thinks the thing that we say Baruch Shepetzvani, we're not going to get punished for him. Mistake. I mean, there's two pshatim. Neither is that we're going to get punished for him. One pshat in Baruch Shepetzvani Ma'incho Shozeh is that no one will get punished for me. He won't get punished for me. And the second pshat is, I'm no longer responsible for his chinuch, so I won't get held accountable for chinuch. But it's not like I'm responsible for eating chazer. I'm not responsible for his chazer. I'm responsible for the lack of education that led to him eating chazer, till by mitzvah. And afterwards, I have no responsibility for that. Anyway, but it's not for that. Let's take my writer, the Amr of Yech, all right. From the desert of Yehuda, which is in the south, Arad, south of Arad, covers the eyes from the Rishon, from the friend of Eder Hanavi. Some friend. The fifth, they were sitting at the table, meaning this was a Navi Sheker, had done, it told Edai to do something that he wasn't allowed to do. Edai listened to him, Edai got punished, he got Nevuah. Had Yonason given David two loaves of bread, maybe Rakhinim would have never gotten killed out, he wouldn't have lost the Tzchev HaKalim Haba, the Nerek Shol Shlosh and Zmonah, they wouldn't have been killed by the Plishtim. The Malay Mono was Achaz, so why didn't Achaz get honorable mention? Because his father and son were both tzaddikim. And Yosef, his father, the Chizkiyo, his son. And Yosef, Amnei, Shoyt, Lebaish, is one of Yishayim. Because Mamayis, he was embarrassed about the sins he was doing. You and the rest of Klal Yisrael who are like your children, who did tshuva. To the end of the, Ta'alas is the, Talas Abarecha is something to do with a pool.
The edge of the conduit of the upper pool.
Conduit, okay. Of the upper pool. Yainal Masilas de Kaivas to the path of the field. Kaivas. My Kaivas. Ignami Gushinu Lapi Vakalab. He hid his face and covered and went by. Yishai shouldn't recognize him because I'm Ukhlu the Kachi Sakha Barechik. He took a keli that's used by laundromats and stuck it on his head Vakalab and he went by. So he shouldn't be recognized. The Malibana was Amon, they called the Yoshio, because his son Yoshio was a big tzaddik. In fact, the Gemara said, Menashe, the Lamed, and they called the Shechizkiyo. So why should Menashe get taken care of by his father? And the Gemara brought Mazaki Abba, Abba, and Mazaki brought. Upstairs, the father can't do much for his kids. Kids can do for their father. Down here, fathers can do a lot for their kids. Taisa speaks out in Taisa that a tefillah a father can do for his son also. But that's down here through tefillah. Once he's nifter, very little a father can do for his son. Why didn't Yoyakim get honorable mention? Says of the skull of Yoyakim, this and another one. Meaning, he's going to get something else that because of that he doesn't get listed in Elam Chelik Mabal. We mentioned the Machlokes. Does that mean he has a Chelik or that means he just doesn't get listed? Skated Rapreda, Rapreda's grandfather, Ashkel Gugolto, found the skull that the Kashad Yibishar Yushalayim that was laying around in the gates of Yushalayim. And it said this and another one. Cover of La Igbara, he buried it and it didn't get buried. Cover of La Igbara, he buried it and it didn't get buried. He must be the skull of Yoyakim. It will be buried like a donkey. I forgot what schayv means. It means throw away. Schayv means sachayv. What? Dragged and thrown away. I'm a Malko over the Yichshel is a Zula Beis, a king, and it's not proper to be Mizalz on him. Karka B'Shiroi, he wrapped it around in silk, Vaisa B'Sifsi, he put it in his shelf. Chazisa Devisu, his wife, saw it, Tzavra Haditza Kamaita, she thought it was his first wife. The only Kamanchula, he's not forgetting her. Shagra Tanura, she lit up the oven, Kosum burnt it. Hanit Duxiv, Zayis V'Yidacheres. Tanya Amrib Shim Ben Allah, Zibishu
Atzor. There's a slight difficulty here with the Tumas Mace in the house, and
yeah, it is.
my husband's first wife's skull he keeps around as a stickle.
Yeah, I have no answer to you on how that jives with being tahar, unless you put it in a place that it's contained within a Pesach Tzafak or something.
Stone cast or something.
I have no idea. It's a good question. I have no idea the answer. Now, I'm kind of bothered by the fact that when men's skulls and women's skulls supposedly are formed differently, so they say, and that anybody looking at a skull can tell if it's male or female. I never knew that, but that's what they ask based on a Gemara somewhere. And they said she was like, she didn't really study it that well. She just saw a skull, made an assumption, and took care of it.
On the skull, it was written Zozobot
Acheres? Yeah. I mean, she didn't read that either. I mean, I guess if I would have seen somebody had Zayt Vayda Cheres, I would ask the question. She didn't, obviously, she saw a skull wrapped around. She said, gotta go.
Maybe that's what he meant to his second wife. His first wife
doesn't have to Zayt Cheres. That's a good one. I demonstrate my laws of Mishra Atay Benecha Sisi because Chizkiyo said Atay Benecha Sisi. It led him to do the misdeed of Ma'ais to ask for a sign that he will be healed. Shulma Ois, which caused an unbelievable miracle of the sun going back 10 hours, Nakram Akhla Shulchanoi. So the king of Babel sent Gayim, and he invited them to eat at his table. So Shanakram Akhla Shulchanoi, and he gave the Avodah Zarah such great cover, Gayim Golos Labanov. His children ended up serving the Melech Babel in his palace years later. Style of Chizkiya, the Amachizkiya comes out of the Kabbalah of the Vaisai, the Shamish Allah, and he serves him, Graham Gaius Labanov. Shanaman, Benecha, she hates him, Ka, Ashatayla, Yitzchud, they will be taken by Yisavitsa, Mech, Melech Babel, they will be officers in the palace of Melech Babel. Vayishma, Aleim Chizkiya, it says Vayishmach, but it's really Vayishma, for some reason, we dashen it as Vayishmach, because I think the Ayin and the Ches are interchangeable, because the Pasuk does say Vayishma. Right. In Melachim it says Vayishma, in Yishai it says Vayismach. The pasuk we are quoting is Melachim it says Vayishma, in Yishai it says Vayismach alim Chizkiyo. Vayareim as base Nechoisai, as co-base Nechoisai, which we have, is in Melachim. In Yishai it says as base Nechoisai, it's Akesiv, it's Azov, it's Absamim, it's Hashem and Atayv. I'm going to have my base Nechoisai, Ishkis Kasalayim. His wife is called Nechoisa because she comes from the part that's removed from his body. She's the one that served them. Shmuel Amebej, Gnaz of Haralem, he showed them his treasure house. Rabbi Echonam and Zinai Chuzin, Haralem, he showed them metal that can consume metal, cut through metal. Echa Yashav Adudam Rabbi Rabbi Echonam, Malok, Yisob Echa. Why is it Echa? They show Rosh Loshim, Shesh Kisa Shabbatairah. They violated the Gematria of Echa, the number of creases in the Tairah. I'm Rabbi Echonam, Malok of Alabez. Why is Echa written in Alabez? They show Amra Tairish written in Alabez. Yashva Badad sits for Warren, Amra Rabba, Amra Yechon, Amra Kunshmerkul. And he amati vishkin, so Betach Badad and Yaakov. They should sit securely alone like Yaakov. And Larry's dug in Vesirash, Avsham of Yarfuto, sky should drip dew. Akshav, ye Badad Meshavam, they'll be forlorn. They married up, they used to make young and old, of course, each one child producing here is to get the ones that are more apt to impregnate or conceive, to live with the ones that are less apt to do so, to make it work better. Not a real amana. Not widowed, but left basically waiting for her husband to return. The Rabbasi Bagoyim Surasi Bamdina is great by the nations ruled in the countries, some rubber mevechim, kamakum shenokim, nasim sarim adineim. They become the rulers to their master. Merchishem tomorrow morning at 6:00.